Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Ches Omid Beis. We're in the 6-5 Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Tof Kuf Ayin Hei. And we begin on the second line with Sif Beis. It's a lot of Mechaber to cover today, and not as much Mishnah Berurah and Deir Shu footnotes. Mitzvah Hashem, let's get started. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. We're talking here about the series of fasts that Chazal instituted when there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, and we talked yesterday about the first series of fasts was just for Talmidei Chacham, and that started on Yud Zayin Cheshvan if there wasn't rain, and now it still hasn't rained by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, including Rosh Chodesh Kislev itself. And therefore, if that time has come, v'lo yordu gishomim, and there still is no rain, so Beis Din goes in Sholosh Taniyos HaLetzibur. Now, instead of just the Yechidim, the Talmidei Chachamim fasting, the Beis Hei Beis, now the rabbis instituted for all of Klal Yisrael to fast Beis Hei Beis. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. That's the way fasts were done. V'chol ha'om nichnosim l'botei k'nesios. Everybody goes into the shuls to daven. We'll see specifically going into the shuls because later on at the end there's a series of seven fasts that they did out in the public streets. So here they still go into the shul and they have the davening and mispalin and the zoakin and they cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'mischadinin k'dera sh'osim v'chol ha'tenios. And we do like we do on a regular Tanis. Now, what does this mean? Mr. Boris Sivkot and Hay tells us, that we go and read at Shachar's time and at Mincha time, Vayichal, like we do on other fast days. He brings down the name of the Taz and other Achronim. The issue footnote number 5 brings down that we specifically wait till after Rosh Chodesh Kislev because we're not goes there a Tanis on Rosh Chodesh itself. He also adds, "V'im lo gazru Beis Din the other Rosh Chodesh Kislev." If Beis Din didn't say anything and Rosh Chodesh Kislev was passed, nevertheless, the Shulchan Malachim says, brought down in the Birke Yosef, "Shechayavim hatzibur l'sanos," that you fast anyway, because kvar chachmi hamishna gazru tanaseilu. These are early fast days. So even if the Bnei Yisrael Rabbanim currently didn't designate these as fast days, it already was done previously. However, the Birke Yosef himself says, in Beis Din lo gozru, lo chalos tanis alayat. No, he said, no, even though it was gozer in the time of the Gemara, but Beis Din has to be, quote, re-gozer it now, and if they don't, then there is no fast. He then brings down from the Shelus to Truvas Tashbates that if, when they gozer this, Asar B'Teves, which comes up next, obviously, after we start Rosh Chodesh Kislev, if Asar B'Teves is on a Sunday, so then that could count instead of the Beis Hei Beis in this situation. He also points out that a chassan doesn't fast during this period of time. The issue foot number 6 brings down, im ein beis knesses asar anosh shemesadim, if you don't have 10 people fasting, so then, ein ashliach tzibur omer aneinu, b'bracha beiv ne'atzma, then you don't say aneinu in the chazor sashatz. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out previously that you can say it in shomei tefillah, like an individual who takes upon himself a tainus is allowed to do. He furthermore adds, that the saying of Yechal, so if it's a Monday or a Thursday when you're laning anyway, Dai im yesh b'vesa knetza shisha misanim. Then even if you don't have 10 people fasting, as long as you have 6 people fasting, since you're taking out the Torah anyway, it can be docha the regular reading of the Parshas of Shavuot on Monday or Thursday. But if it's not a Monday or Thursday, it's a regular day of the week, or by mincha time, unless you have 10 people fasting, then we don't lane. Sif Gimul, Mechaber writes, Avruelu, if the next 3 fasts pass below Nanu, and there still is no rain, so then Beis Din goes in Oshalosh Tani Yisrael Tzibur. Then there goes another Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni, Beis, Hei, Beis, for the Tzibur. Now here, you're already making him strict. Beilu, Mafsikin, Melechol, Mibojom. Now here, they're like Tisha B'Av. You stop eating already from the day before. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Kotten Vav, this means, Hainu, Debein HaShmash, Shalawas, you don't eat during the twilight period of time of the day before, Vein Tzarech Lofus Yosef, but you don't have to add on further beyond that. And he adds in the Mechaber, Basurim behem basiyas melacha bayom avalo belayla. And it's forbidden to do work during the daytime, but at nighttime you still are allowed to do work. And then he adds, Basurim beruchitzas kol aguf bechamin. You don't wash your entire body in hot water. Lefikach noa linasim chatzos. And therefore they close the bathhouses. However, avoponav yodav raglo bechamin. You are allowed to wash your face, your hands, and your feet with hot water, and your entire body v'chol gufo bitzone in cold water mutter. That is permissible. He adds for the vasurim besichli. You're not allowed to go anoint yourself, elo im kenu lahavir sazumo, unless it's for the purpose of getting rid of excessive sweat, or as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin, he brings down that v'kol shekain im yesh lo chatotim b'rosha, if he has scabs on his head, so mutter, that would be permissible to put medication on this as well. Dershu footnote number 8 brings down, in the name of the Chaz de David, that the Gemara is muhkach she'osul estaper behem afilai de nochri, that you can't take a haircut even by a non-Jew. And the Netziv adds, she'kein kasa shulchan aruch she'kol ha'shori b'tanis lo yinhag adunim b'yatzma, you shouldn't do pleasurable things, lo yakal rosho, and be lightheaded. However, the Torah Evan brings down mutul estaper, you could take a haircut. The issue foot number 7 says that a kala is allowed to go and wash yourself during this period of time and to anoint herself, kedishal diskan abal, she shouldn't look disgusting to her husband. Chaber continues and says, "Vasurim bohem b'tashvah shemitah." You're not allowed to have relations with your wife during this period of time as well. And the Mishmur adds, "In sifkot and ches, afilu adayin ain raw bolim." Even if the famine hasn't yet come, it just has no rain. And afilu b'lel tefilah, brings out the prima god. Even if it's the night that she comes back from the mikvah, you still don't have relations with her. The issue footnote 9 brings down that the Shulchan Aruch is oser here doing malach. We just said so. He brings out from the Shulchan Aruch Shel Avraham, "Shem oser malach ayde nachri muta." To have a non-Jewish person work, however, on your behalf, that is allowed, similar to what is done on Tisha B'Av. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Chein asurim bin ila sasandol b'ir." You're not allowed to go wear leather shoes in the city. And the issue footnote number 9 in the second paragraph brings down that the Aruch HaShulchan adds over here. This is the similar halacha to Tisha B'Av, where we said that under certain circumstances you can wear leather shoes if the goyim are going to make fun of you or it's difficult to walk. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Umispalim b'vatei kinesios, umischalinim kibishar tenios." And we go and daven in the shuls. The Mishnah points out in Sivkot and Tes, this is Rotz Lom, he's telling us, "Shem otzim l'rechov shalir," we don't go out into the public square like we're going to do, "kemo shenogim b'sheva achronus," as we'll learn in a moment, "ukidelakamei b'sif dalet." So we don't go and have the davening in the public square, but we just have the regular davening and slichos that we say by a normal tanis. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, "Avru elu, rachmona litzlan," if there still is no rain, and "velo nanu," we haven't been answered after all these series of fasts. So now, Beis Din goes with an old sheva taniyos al tzibur. Again, just to recap, we first have the three that Talmidei Chachamim do, then we have the three that the tzibur do, then we have another three that the tzibur do that are more strict, and now we have seven that the tzibur do, which are Sheni v'chamishi, v'sheni v'chamishi, v'sheni v'chamishi, v'sheni. They're Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, and then a Monday. V'chol masha asur b'shlosha shelifnei elu asur af b'elu. And everything that we said for the last three, which was that you're not allowed to work and that they start from the night before, apply to these seven as well. Furthermore, v'yiserin elu, in addition, these have shemasriim b'hem b'shofar. We blow shofar when we say the extra six brachas that are added to the Shemoneh Esrei. Ala brachas shemosifim b'hem. And we daven outside in the public square as well. Bring out an elderly yid to go and give them tochacha. As I mentioned, there are six additional brachas that are added to the Shemoneh Esrei, both by shachrus and by mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud, "Humavor b'Torah." These are brought down in the Torah based upon the Gemara exactly what those six brachos are. The issue for number 10 brings down v'sheva tanios elu shegosh malatziva. These seven additional fasts, imchol echom itanios el rosh chodesh. So then, imlo all b'daita mishor shekiblu what tainis shebhem shechayom yifka behem rosh chodesh. If they didn't realize that rosh chodesh would come out, so then ein mavsik in lasanos. Then we don't stop the fast. We continue fasting even on Rosh Chodesh. Umisanim umashlimim. We fast the full day. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'noa linas achoniyos." We close the stores because again, they're not supposed to work. However, you need to buy food. So b'sheni leiserv, at the end of Monday before the fast is over, postchem at, we open up the stores a little bit. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yubei says we're talking here. Dahainu shemaseach kitzas delas achoniyos. We open up the doors a little bit. V'imotziim mashi b'chonos l'chutz. But we don't take the goods from the inside of the store to bring them outside. We let people come in. And the Ramah tells us, "Osan achaniyos amachus achilu shasiyah." This is only for the grocery stores. This is for the people to buy food, but not for buying other things. And he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, the name of Rashi. And this, the purpose of this is kadeshim tzu liknos l'sudas halayla. This is in order they should be able to purchase something to break the fast on. Then the Mechaber tells us, "Ubachamishi," on Thursday, when you also need to prepare for Shabbos, posun kol hayom. They're allowed to keep their food stores open all day. Chaniyos amachus meichel, as the Ramah told us a minute ago, and here the Mechaber says it himself. These are the food stores that are selling food. Mipnei kovet Shabbos, because you need to break your fast as well as to buy food for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel tells us, "Avol shel shasiya the chol liknos for the erev Shabbos," but for the drinks or the wine that you'd have to purchase for Shabbos, which you have plenty of time to do on erev Shabbos, lo, that they're not allowed to keep open and sell. Now, the issue footnote number 11 tells us that normally we say that you're supposed to go and prepare on Friday for Shabbos, not Thursday. So here we're talking about dvarim hatzrichim hachana meruba, things that require, for example, salting or a lot of cooking. So you need to start on Thursday. You can't just save it till Friday. However, al dvar v'she'en hatzrichim harbe hachana, yesh liknos miyom hashishi. Then it's preferable to actually go buy them on Thursday. Chaber continues and he writes, "V'im yesh lachonu shnei psochim," if there are two openings to the two doors to the store, so he said, one you open and one you keep closed. Poseachech v'no'alecha, this is a clear-cut sign that it's not business as usual. "V'im yesh lachonu shnei psochim," if there's some sort of a platform in front of the store, Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkon Yudal that this is a kisei, like a chair, and now the hashta ain't a chonis pesuchal Rishus Harabim. So in this way, by having this itzdaba there, it doesn't open up right into the Rishus Harabim. It's sort of like blocked. So therefore, imhu pasuch ain't unira kol shekein. Therefore, if the store is open, it's not as recognizable. So therefore, you're allowed to keep it open in that setting. He brings down the Rashi. So this way, if there's this itzdaba posech kedarko bechamishi v'nechoshish, then you can just open it up regular on Thursday because it doesn't open right up into Rishus Harabim, and we don't have to be concerned that people get the wrong idea. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Ubaros v'minikos, pregnant women and nursing mothers, misanos, they are obligated to fast on these days as well. However, avalo b'shalosh rishonos v'lo b'shev achronos. Which days are we talking about? It's the middle three, not the first three that the tzibur fast, and not the last seven that the tzibur fast. It's the middle three, those, the pregnant women and the nursing mothers, have to go and fast. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Tesvav, be'elu shalosh taniyos v'msoyos, the middle three, as we pointed out. But Sivkot and Tezayin, but not the first three or the last seven. The Mishalosh Rishonos, the first three, Lotakif Rugza Kulei Hai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, hasn't shown his anger at us yet fully. It's still plenty of time to rain, albeit it's light. Vachronos, the last seven, Kivin the Shivaninu, since it's seven, Lamotzi Uboros Minikos, Lamekamo. It's very difficult for nursing mothers or pregnant women to go and fast seven series of fasts, the Beis Hei, Beis Hei, Beis Hei, and Beis Fast. The issue footnote number 30 brings down, what do we consider a woman who's nursing? So we have two opinions. One is basically that for the entire 24-month period of time, even if she stopped nursing, it's considered a nursing mother. And the other opinion says, no, only while she's nursing is she considered a nursing mother, but if it's within the 24 months, that's called the nursing months, but she stopped nursing, then it's not called nursing. Look in this footnote for the details of these two psakim. The issue footnote number 40 brings down, umoteres lechol kedei kiyum vlad. We allow the woman to go and eat in order that her baby inside of her, the pregnant mother, should be able to sustain her baby. However, she shouldn't go and drink and eat more than is needed to sustain the baby. He also brings down, she shouldn't drink publicly, but she can eat in private. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, however, v'kasha, it doesn't make sense. So, okay, she can't fast the seven, so why don't we make her fast three of the seven? So Gemara says, it must be, kiven the efshar lesanos kulam. Once you can't fast all seven, ein mechuyavim lesanos klal. Then, if you can't do all seven, then it doesn't pay. It's not necessary to do even the three. Now, the issue for number 50 brings down, ulfi divrei ha-morgan avram ha-elu. This came from the morgan avram. And according to this, dia ka'ezres yisrael, she'ubros u'meinikos, she'ena mesanos tanios elu. If they can't fast on these days, the nursing mothers or the pregnant women, mutaros gamininas ha-sandal. They can also wear leather shoes. Urechitza v'sharinuyim. They can go wash themselves and do the other afflicting things, because we say in batla mikzas gzeira shalatanios batla kula. If part of the gzeiros are nullified, so then all of the gzeiros here are nullified as well. In any event, that's what the Mechaber says. Umiyu lo yochlu ela kedei kiyum vlad. When they are allowed to eat, they should only eat as much as is necessary to keep the baby alive. The Ramah adds, but also lem lahachmir lesanos. The Ramah says they shouldn't go say to themselves, "I'll be machmir and I'll go and fast." That you're not allowed to do. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkot Yudzayin, "Ki ural of lad," because it's going to hurt the baby, and you're not allowed to do that. Then he adds, "In tzibur gazu shalosh tanios." If the tzibur took upon themselves three tanios, v'yesh adam cholosh en yochol lesanos bikulam, a person is weak and can't fast all three, so then ain't tzarich lesanos klal. Similar idea, he doesn't fast any of them, but tzarichin. However, he brings up for the Mordi Ram, he's not sure if this is in fact the psak. The issue foot number 16 adds, ulagabi cholish embo sakana, a person who's sick but is not in life threatening illness, shakosh kin shupotim yitzom, who doesn't have to fast, but also lahach malatzmo, we said there as well, he is not allowed to be machmir on himself, he cannot go and fast. Ulugabi mish she'eno koavos, a person has just problems with his eyes, so his topic, b'yedino b'bi'alocha. He's not sure if this is, in fact, enough to exempt him from fasting, or chayiv lotzom, he still has to fast. Ayin shom. Now we go to the Mechaber Sivov, achashigazu yimutalin se'elu, after you've had this whole series of 13 fasts, again, not including the first three that the Tamidei Chachamim alone do, but the first three on the Tzibur, then the stricter three on the Tzibur, and then the seven on the Tzibur. So if after these 13 fasts, nothing has happened, no rain, Elo Nanu, and goes, no, we don't go there any additional fasts. The Hani Mili, however, this is only for famine, Kishimasan and Alek Shaman, when there's a lack of rain, so then it doesn't pay to do any more fasting for rain. Why? Levi Kishavru Elu, after this series of 13 fasts have already gone by, Kvarovru's Manak Shaman, it's too late for the rain to come. Vemim Tawalis, even if it rained now, it would be too late because the crops are all ruined. However, Avoshar Paranios, Misan and Beholchin, Achiyanu. But if it was another disaster that they were fasting for, and that disaster is still prevalent or could come, so then they would, in fact, continue to be gozer additional taniyos. Sif Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Kishim Misanim Ale Gishomim, when they're fasting because of the lack of rain, V'Avriyu Gimel Taniyos, Elu V'Lo Nanu, and as we pointed out, if the 13 series of fasts, the total 13 fasts, have come by and they haven't been answered, so what do? We don't gozer any additional fasts, we said. However, we are Mimatin V'Masa Umatan, we limit our business transactions, U'Bibinyan Shel Simcha, we don't go and build Binyan Shel Simcha. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yud Ches, Lav Davka, it's not only talking about Binyan Shel Simcha, Elu Adin, L'chol Binyan. It's for any house that isn't absolutely necessary. Because the Ein Nasa El Lenoy, those are also done for just beautification purposes, or to have more room, to be more expansive. And therefore, we don't do that as well, even if it's not a Binyan Shel Simcha. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'da'o, you should know, the Shel Simcha Koi Gam Amasa V'maton, that which we said that you should not have a Binyan Shel Simcha, that also goes on the business transactions. Then also, El Shel Simcha, could go on Tzarchi Chupul of No, that we're dealing here with doing business transactions, it's talking about Tzarchi Chupul of No, that's what's not allowed. It brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham. So according to this, the words B'masa V'maton and B'binyan are all three talking about Simcha. Mishnah Berurah adds, "Vayin b'simin tovkuf nanalev sif beiz." Mishnah Berurah shom midinim elu. Those halachas are discussed over there in regards to Tisha B'Av and the 9 days. The Ramah now says, "Elu imkein kostlo no talipo." He brings out from the Torah that if the walls are about to fall down, then you're allowed to go and fix that. The Mishnah Berurah explains, "Sifkon yutes shabinyan simcha." Even for a binyan shel simcha, you could fix that. You could go and base chassis to know he built a house for his son to live in. And even if there's no risk, nobody's going to get hurt. If the wall falls down, you're still allowed to build a wall in that situation. The issue foot number 18 explains how come if there's no risk, you're allowed to go and build it. So he brings down, Shurak imachmas kin yigrum lo hefsim up. And if you don't go and fix it, there's going to be financial loss. For example, Ayidana filo tishabra chomiyose. By the wall falling down, it's going to smash and break and all the bricks will be no good. And therefore, tamahetu mishum she'eno bono l'tzorach simcha el lemnoa hefsid mamon. He's not building for simcha, he's just doing it to prevent the financial loss. Mechaber continues and he says, Umatim be'erusin v'nisun. We limit ourselves from having erusin and nisun, the first stage of marriage or the full second stage of marriage. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirish she'ein ma'arsin klout. We don't make erusin at all. And then he tells us, v'ayin in the bir halacha. Go look in the bir halacha. And in our Mishnah Berurah, we actually do not have any bir halacha over here at Tzorach Iyan. Must be that the editor somehow left it out, and we have lost this bir halacha from the Chofetz Chaim. The issue foot number 19 brings down the chumras yom melo, the strictness in these days. He brings down from Tosef and Megillah, she yosemi Tisha B'Av, shebo mutal aris. On Tisha B'Av, technically, you can have the first stage of marriage, and these days are even stricter than Tisha B'Av, and you can't even have the first stage of marriage. The Rashash says, she isal aris urak ala yom shel achar shavri yimul tanios v'lonenu. This is only applicable that you can't do erusin after the 13 fasts have passed, and you still haven't been answered. Sha'oz yesh linho kinizufin. Then we're supposed to be like we're excommunicated. But during the 13 series of fasts, the 13th fast, you talk a shemut alaris come over Tisha B'Av. Then you would be allowed to go do erusin just like you could do it on Tisha B'Av. Finally, Mechaber concludes and he says, you are allowed to go get married, however, elam kein lo kiyam mitzvah per yeribi. If you haven't yet had children, then you could get married. Then he says, "Umaati mishel shalom bin on the chaver." You don't go and say hello. You don't do friendliness between a person and his friend. The tamid dechachom lo yishal shalom elokin izufim ukiminudim lamakom. And just like on Tisha B'Av, you don't say hello to somebody. So too, the tamid dechachom wouldn't ask hello to anybody. They wouldn't say hello to anybody. They act like an excommunicated person, like a person in chayrim to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If an Amma Arich Nosalem Shalom, Meshivin lo Besafa, Rafa Vichovid Rosh. Just like on Tisha B'Av, if somebody says hello to you and they doesn't realize you're not allowed to do this, you answer him back very quietly and with seriousness and solemnity. Then he has a Tamid Chacham Levadim Chozum Nisanim Sheni Chamishi Visheni. The Tamid Chacham in this situation go and fast additional Monday, Thursday, Monday, Achiyeshi Nitzan Shal Tkufa, until they reach the end of the Tkufa of Nisan. Mechaber continues and says, "Umutarim lecho belayla ubimulacha b'shar dvarim." Here they're allowed to eat at night, and they're allowed to do malacha and other things as well. Umafsikim rosh chodesh chanukah purim. If rosh chodesh chanukah purim come in the series of fasts, then you're allowed to go and eat on those days. They're not days of tanis. Yotzei nishal shel tekufa. If nebuch this period of time ends, which Be'er HaGola and the Mishnah will say, Hulamid Yom Le'achet Tkufas Nisan, it's 30 days after the end of the Tkufa of Nisan, Fushigia Shemesh L'Tchiles Mazel Shor, and this is when the stars are set up in a certain way, that the sun is in Mazel Shor. Mishnah Berurah explains, Zivkon Chafalev, Vainu Shloshim Yom Le'achet Shemofel Tkufas Nisan, this is 30 days after the Tkufa, then we don't fast anymore. Amos had a note. Sheinag shamim mizman hazeh el simin klola. If it rains now, it's not a good thing. It's a curse. Hove lo yodu koliko b'tchilas hashanah, because it hasn't rained at all till now. This is actually a curse for it to rain now. Yitzchak Hashem, our learning this should be a skula that we shouldn't have to ever do these fasts in Eretz Yisrael. With this, we conclude today's shir.